Yo. Mike Fresh. Oh, we got a special guest in the building. This might be the biggest guest we ever had, besides myself. Yo, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Stormy Maya. Stormy Maya.
I'm going to have it on Instagram. Going to be up there, too.
All right.
So, I ain't going to lie. You kind of intriguing, so I want to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
You good? You nervous or you straight?
You're the one acting nervous. I'm like literally just chilling.
Let me turn my cool on real quick. All right. I seen you a few places.
Okay.
I seen you in like music.
Mm-hmm.
I seen you on TV.
Okay.
If I say, what's your passion? What's your biggest passion, the music or television?
I think acting is my first love. Acting is definitely my biggest passion, but acting is not really that consistent. And I started doing music to kind of fill in the gap because you'll just kind of sit around as an actor. Right. Yeah, definitely.
Didn't you just film something? Like, I don't know, recently you're doing something. Didn't somebody have like flannels on? And you am I tripping?
No, you're not tripping. That's a movie, Hicktown. It's called Hicktown.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. It's a movie about, well, I'm not going to tell you what the movie's about, right? Because you don't want to know that. Well, yeah, we'll wait till you ask me that question.
Oh, but talk about it.
But right. Hicktown's actually a movie it's a story actually I wrote.
That's what's up.
Whoa, that's.
You wrote a screenplay?
So I wrote the story, but I hired a screenwriter to put it down. But it's my story that I wrote. Like, I came up with the story, but I hired him to put it down on paper.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Damn, that's like my round of applause. I'm proud of you. That's kind of dope, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I'm also producing. I'm not directing it. I'm producing it as well. And I'm trying to get that project done this summer. It's a feature film.
I'm going to watch it.
You're gonna watch it?
I am.
It's really, it's like a dark drama.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a harsh critic. So if it's trash, I'm gonna let you know.
Do you like indie movies?
What's the indie movie? Slumdog Millionaire? Was that indie?
I don't know. It was big, so I don't know.
I like Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, I don't know if it was an indie movie. Fire.
Moonlight is like one of the biggest indie movies.
I ain't see it, but I heard it was real good.
Yeah, like, considering its budget and it being,
you like Moonlight,
you don't like it.
I watch it.
Oh,
like I'm supportive. So and now that I know you personally, whatever you do, we gonna support it.
Right.
Full Thank throttle. You.
That's what we do. All right. But how long you been acting?
Since 2016. How many years is that?
About eight.
8 years. Yeah.
Damn, time goes by. I started off as a theater actor. And then I got into film and TV.
Am I tripping? You did reality TV?
Unfortunately.
All right, yeah. I don't know what it was, but I saw a clip of something.
Oh, God.
I saw a clip of something with you on there. This was a long time ago. That's how I Googled and I'm like, who this is?
Wasn't that long ago, but okay.
Yeah, it was something.
Okay, just say it.
I can't remember.
Okay, but just say, what was it?
I forgot, shit.
You don't forget that much because you over here mentioned.
I got a good memory, but I forget a lot of shit. I mean, it didn't stand out like that.
Okay.
But don't hold up. I saw you on, that shit is, it was on Netflix.
She's Gotta Have It?
Yeah.
Spike Lee stuff, yeah.
Shout out to Spike Lee, man. Oh, man. You do a lot of shit, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what was your first...
Wait, not you writing.
What's so funny?
You reading.
You think I can't read? Hold up, nigga. You think I can't read?
I thought you had it memorized. That's why.
Hold up, man. Why think we got doc? And so, the world don't know, but we keep a docket everywhere in case I forget something. Because there's a lot of questions I want to ask or people tell me ask about.
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of, like the industry had it. I'm not read. I can't even read your handwriting and stuff. I can't even read it.
Are you saying I'm illiterate? I can't write. Go ahead.
I started off in theater, and then I got into movies. Like, indie movies when I first started in, like low budget, super, like bare minimum movies I started off with, and then I like built my way up. And so, yeah. I mean, I'm happy for how far I've come, but I have a lot further to go, basically. Acting is a really hard industry. It's really, really hard to break into it. It's like very political.
I'm a pretty good actor. They call me a young Denzel.
I think Denzel's son is a young Denzel.
Well, they call me I'm John David's younger person. Watch this. Don't go in the forest. It's dangerous.
That's terrible. You sound like a voice actor for a video game.
No! Don't kill my... But our real question.
Okay.
Oscar, Grammy. If you could win one, what would it be?
Oscars are harder to get, so definitely get an Oscar.
Well, they all just said.
Yeah, I mean, but
Oscars are harder to
get. Which one would you prefer?
They're more prestigious. Yeah. An Oscar. Oscars are very hard to get.
So,
a Grammy, you could just be like a producer on a song, or you could just like look at these celebrities having their kids winning Grammys at 2 years old because they're like, on the song, and now they have a Grammy at like 1 year old. So that shows you that a Grammy is not as prestigious. An Oscar, you have to actually be the one performing and actually doing something.
Like, shitting on the Grammys. No.
No, I'm not shitting on Grammys. I'm just saying it's a lot harder to get an Oscar. A lot harder to get an Oscar, in my opinion.
No, I feel you. But you say you got into music because acting was kind of...
It's just like, for one, I like to just do a lot of things. I'm just like kind of I call myself an entertainer. I like to just... I just do things all in the realm of entertainment. I don't like limit it. And I like to just hustle, make money. So I don't limit myself. And I think the cool thing about music is it's something that's personal. It's like my voice. Acting, I'm playing somebody else. I'm telling someone else's story. But like, music is my own story. You know, it's personal. So that's why I like it. It's, you know, a passion project. But also, yeah, it gives me something artistic and creative to do in between acting. Because, yeah, like a lot of actors will go 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 years without a significant role. And I feel like it's healthy as a creative to have some other outlets. So.
It's kind of dope.
That's what's up.
I thought you were about to say something, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to ask you about the little Queen Latifah cover. What made you pick that song?
Oh, I love Queen Latifah. So I'm not like a huge like rap listener, but I do like old school rap, like MC Light or Brad or Queen Latifah. I like that era of like very just, you know, just Afrocentric, right. You know, strong women, just positive types of music. So I really like the message. I love Lady of Rage as well. So I'm planning on doing a Lady of Rage cover as well.
Afro Puffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing an Afro Puffs metal cover. I think that'd be fire.
Afro Puffs.
But I just feel like to do something Afrocentric like that and then bring it into the metal scene was like, I don't know, empowering and really fun. And yeah.
You got a show coming up, huh?
Yeah, I have a couple shows coming up actually. California and Michigan. I want to in the future, like I'm trying to get a tour manager and stuff and like do a tour eventually. Like I people keep asking me to do like a full blown tour, like a US tour, international tour. So I want to. I just need to get a team together.
Right.
Because doing it all myself is just, I'm spread thin right now, so.
I mean, you like superhuman. You do a lot of shit. You're handing every pot and everything.
Can you look at me real quick? I'm looking in the mirror. Come closer. Can you come closer? I'm looking at doing a hair check. Okay, cool. Well, since you have I was like doing a check.
Check out my teeth. Right now.
No, just use like looking for reflection.
I mean, since you're so busy and you do so many things,
yeah.
Do you have time to date?
I haven't dated anybody, if that's your question.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you can make time for whatever is important to you, but I don't know, where am I supposed to meet a person to date? I don't get that part.
I mean, anyway, grocery store.
No, I have a baby, and so people don't approach you when you have a baby.
She.
They don't.
All these dudes are something different.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the other thing too. I'd be kind of weird about a guy who approaches me with a baby, because I feel like it'd be weird. Because I feel like it's like disrespectful. Because I'm like one with my son.
Nah, they gonna hit that up.
And then, you know what I mean? Like,
you heard me.
I don't know. It feels a little weird, but no. Like in general, I'm always in mommy mode. So I'm like, I also don't dress like that cute when I'm with my son. I don't like to get that much attention when I'm with him. I don't want people to like approach me when I'm with my son.
I don't know if you know, but like,
she ugly herself,
like,
up.
Niggas holler at, we can holler regardless. So if we see something,
you're talking about men hollering to like have a one night stand or a hookup. I'm talking, when you said dating, I'm talking about like a suitor, like someone who's trying to be serious, have a, like a relationship.
How you know they're trying to holler for a one night stand?
Because people holler, that's what people holler for.
Oh, then we got our language confused. And New Orleans hollers talk to you. So
that means everywhere.
I'm going to approach you.
They say that the lowest quality of men are the men that catcall or that approach you on the street. Those are the lowest quality of men. That's what they say.
Well, they be lying.
That's what they say. They say high value men. You know, people now have that word. They say they don't holler at people on the street.
So how they meet women then?
Events, social circles, at work.
Social
or
circle mean using your homegirls to pick up other girls for you.
Well, like, you know, like, oh, my cousin Martha has a cousin.
Yeah, like,
or
oh, that sounds like a college.
At a work picnic, or maybe a church, or a gathering of some sort, or I don't know. Like, I don't date. So you asking me? Like, I don't know.
Nah, trust me, when somebody approach you on the street saying what's good.
I don't know, that seems kinda ghetto.
The world's a ghetto.
I don't wanna be hollered at on the street. That doesn't seem that.
So hold up. Man, what's better? Somebody trying to talk to you in person on the street or somebody on social media?
I don't know, I prefer social media.
That's the new wave, though.
No, I hate that. I hate
because I can like shit. I can just go and look at everything and save myself time. I can just go look at your page.
Yeah, they go look at your page.
Just see if
they decide that they want to
reply. Like, yeah, I can just go and look real quick. Oh, check it out. See some pictures. See who you follow. See who you talk to. I don't know.
That's way too much work.
I mean, they miss the old ways. They don't get a chance to vent in person.
I mean, I don't mind people meeting people in person. I think that's great. Like, I met my ex-husband in person. So, I mean, I think that's great to meet people in person. Because at least you can see what they look like. And you can feel them out first. But there's very few places you can just meet somebody in person when you have a baby. Like I said, I have a baby. So, where am I? People don't approach me when I'm with my baby. They assume you're in a relationship. Yeah, when people see a woman with a baby, they assume you have, like, that's because it's like they assume you have a husband or a boyfriend or baby daddy or something.
I assume everybody's single.
I don't.
Because imagine you hit on a woman, she got a kid with her, and then, like, the husband, boyfriend, whatever, comes out the corner.
Right.
You talking to my woman while she was her child. That was like a bad situation.
I'm going to say, I'm sorry, sir, and I'm going to walk away.
Oh, okay.
And what if he says something like, you better walk away?
I don't know. It's just awkward.
Mike, stop it, bro. I don't want to. You about to make me show my two contest guests. I don't want to do that.
But you know some dudes be having that little, yeah. Like, he feel like the man because you back down.
And you know who I am, so stop it. I'm a Hollywood, but I don't do the acting. All right. So if I was to ask you, what type of, if you had a type of dude you liked, what type of man you attract? What kind of qualities you like?
What do I attract or what do I like? That's two separate questions.
Let's stop. You attract assholes, probably. What kind of qualities? What qualities do you like?
In a man?
A woman? You date women?
Not anymore.
Well, I guess a man. He don't date women no more either.
Oh, Lord. Do him, man.
Well, it's everything you said you didn't do. Remember?
Oh, Mr. Fix-It ass nigga.
Yeah, he said he couldn't fix anything. That's what he said. You said you couldn't fix some stuff.
I got the means to pay somebody to fix it.
Yeah, so I hired this handyman from, you know that app, TaskRabbit?
Yeah.
So I hired, why are you crying?
Crying?
I thought you were crying.
No.
Oh, so I hired this guy who works on TaskRabbit like 2 weeks ago, and I made a comment. I said, you probably have like all these like single women and moms and stuff that hire you. And he's like, oh no, he's like, most of my customers are other men that like don't know how to like put together IKEA furniture, don't know how to like put a picture up on the wall and stuff like that. And I was like, where do I find a man that knows how to do that stuff?
Who you think put that picture on the wall?
Is that you?
One of us did.
Or did you hire?
I mean, one of us did it.
Right.
I think it was me. It could have been you.
So, like, I mean, I can compromise, but I would like to have, like, a man that's, like a masculine. I would like a masculine man, like, in the sense of, like, he can, you know, like, he's no problem picking up garbage and like
nobody likes you on any of that.
And like,
we do it because we have to. I hate
to cut. Or I want a man that like builds sheds and like if a man to like
that's fix, why they got Lowe's. I'll pay a nigga. Hey yo, build that shed.
Or a man that's like goes under the car and does whatever they do under the
car.
That's why
they got mechanics. I pay these niggas to do that.
Well, those are the ones you should date, like the mechanics and the ones at Lowe's, I suppose. But the ones that y'all be hiring. Like, that's hot. Like, lumberjack. Like, I want a lumberjack nigga.
Hey, we're not about to cut down trees.
So, like, I used to think, like, when I was younger, I used to think I wanted, like, a Morris Chestnut suave suited man. But then I realized I don't like that. I tried it. I'm not into that. I want, like, a man that can, like, cut down a tree and, like, I don't know, can just grab stuff with his bare hands and can just... I don't know, like just like a manly man.
Nigga, man,
like a Paul Bunyan type of dude is kind of what I'm going for.
I don't
now.
Know, but I hate doing labor work.
I
hated doing it.
I want a labor man. I want a man that like will like get on a tractor and like I don't know.
I'm not gonna hold you.
Pull down a tree or something.
I started making money to avoid all that shit.
I don't know. It's just something that's really hot and sexy about a man, like just outside. Wearing a wife beater, just pulling up some weeds. And
you know what's hot and sexy?
What?
Having a nigga who could pay bills all the time. All the time.
They want you to do both.
Can't do both.
Well, he could pay his bills by being hired to do that work. So my ex-husband was a blue-collar guy. He worked in a car shop, and he was a grease monkey, basically. He come home with, like, car paint. He worked in a car paint shop. It was a masculine guy, I guess, in that sense.
So I'm gonna speak for these white collar guys, like do what we do.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I think it's hot. I think it's sexy. Like a tradesman would be really sexy, like a carpenter, an electrician, HVAC. I don't know. Something like that is really sexy, where he wears like boots to work. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's hot.
More power to him.
Yeah, and you know they make good money too. They do.
All right.
Warehouse guy.
I'm asking you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Online, you're probably seen as a sex symbol.
Am I?
I would think so.
Okay.
Am I, like, out of left field? Like, oh.
Okay.
Nah, that was my train of thought. That am I guy. Fuck me up.
I'm just asking a question. Okay.
All right. Well, all right. How you feel about that? How you feel about the bulk of the male population objectifying you? Not objectifying, but like gawking at. What's the word I'm looking for?
Objectifying is perfect. For gawking, it's the same shit. Gawking sound worse.
All right. let's talk. A regular man, we see a beautiful lady. We're like, damn, I gotta look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So some people, don't look at me that way. I don't like that shit. Look at me for the person I am.
Okay.
And some people embrace it, like, okay, I'm sexy, I'm curvy, and women, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I want to be embodied that way. How make you feel?
I sell it. So, I mean, it's profitable to me, it's beneficial to me. So I have no problem with it, obviously, because I put it out there, you know. I mean, it's not objectifying if it's consensual and if I'm welcoming it. I'm welcoming it. I don't feel objectified because I'm welcoming it, and I'm literally like advertising that. So I'm not going to sit here and put it out there and then act all shocked that people want it for what it is. That would be kind of weird. That'd be like hypocritical or delusional almost. Like, oh, I can't believe everyone's looking at my body that I put out there for everyone to look at. Like, it doesn't make... I know people do it. I guess they say they do it for themselves, but I mean,
when people say stuff like that, if you did it for yourself, why are you putting it on social media then? You can take the pictures and keep them in your phone.
Nah, nigga, I want to see it, so keep it on social media.
When I put a picture up, I want women to be, oh, Mike, you're so handsome. Oh.
That's not going to happen.
No, get fuck out of here. I do it. I do it for the podcast. That's it.
I do it for myself in the sense of I get paid from it. I benefit from it. So, like, you know, I do it. It enhances my career. Like, it grows my social media. Like, I mean, it's beneficial to me, basically. So, I do it for myself in that sense. But, it's a business to me. I look at it like a business. So, I feel like I'm selling a product and I have a brand that I sell. And so, yeah, I kind of separate myself from it, to be honest. Because when I'm walking around, like I said, with my son, I just have on, you saw me, I had sweatpants on, a t-shirt. Like, I don't try to.
Pooh la la.
Whenever I don't want to attract it, I just shut it down. So whenever the shop is open, then I put, you know, I close it sometimes. Sometimes I open it. So, yeah.
Say, bro, you ever cheated on somebody before?
Define cheating.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
take that as
a yeah. No, everyone has different definitions of cheating.
All right. We about to break everything down. Why you had a boyfriend? You'll fuck somebody else?
Never.
I think it's a lie.
No, that's the God honest truth. That's the God honest truth.
How you ask somebody a question to ask me? I don't believe you.
No, I'm very honest. I'm a very blunt person. No, I've never cheated on anybody sexually. No,
I'm a liar.
Never physically. No.
Communicating.
No, not necessarily communicate, but I guess I feel like I've emotionally cheated in the sense of like
that's worse.
No, because
no, that's not worse. What's worse? Huh? Losing feelings or fucking somebody. Fucking somebody's way
most
worse.
Most women, I never.
Okay, hold on. I've never fucked on a man. I've never cheated. I've never fucked another man, kissed another man while I'm in a relationship. No, never. But
that was on a break?
At the end, no, that was you. No, I personally, like at the end of my marriage, I lost feelings, and I started not on purpose. I started catching feelings for someone I was working with. So it was like I wasn't going out there seeking someone else, but I was really unhappy in my marriage, very, very unhappy at the end. And so someone I worked with, I started catching feelings for them. We didn't have romantic conversations and I wasn't like going on dates, but just I just started catching feelings for someone else. And once I started catching feelings, I left my marriage. I didn't cheat. I didn't fuck on anybody. I just left because I knew it wasn't right to feel that way about someone else while married. So that's why I say, like, I don't consider that cheating, but.
I don't think it's wrong if you're polyamorous.
That's not polyamorous.
I'm polyamorous.
I'm not. I'm very monogamous. I don't believe in.
I don't think humans were designed to be monogamous.
I don't really care.
Hey, nigga, like, whose side you on, nigga? You're supposed to be back. Nick and Fresh versus the world.
She said that shit. Yeah, I don't care what you.
It doesn't really matter. I don't care. I'm not into that.
I feel you.
You're not into that either because you would have it.
Questioning your beliefs.
I say a lot of shit on this podcast, so. I'm very into monogamy also.
But you don't have that either. Oh.
Stop it.
I'm joking. You have that.
Don't let me laugh while I'm drinking either.
What are those? Why do you have the awards on the table?
Okay. When I hate somebody.
Okay.
They get the R. Kelly Award. Or the Jada Pinkett Award.
Like the guests get that?
No.
No. Whoever we talking about.
Oh, okay.
I've only hated one guest on here.
Who?
I'm not going to say his name.
Why? Describe him then. Just what
Well,
we just say what he was wearing
after we recorded. I'll picture him up there somewhere. I'll tell you after.
Why is there a big picture of Mike blown up like a thirst trap picture? Why is that blown up like that?
I thought I was ugly. Can't have a thirst trap if you're ugly. Did he say that earlier?
Why is it like super zoomed in?
Because the picture is, that's how it was on my Facebook.
That's a really light skin thing to do.
I'm light skin, so everything I does is light skin.
That's a very light skin picture.
A lot of men don't do that. Like manly men don't do that.
Well, just light skin men are different. They have their own type of. They have their own world.
First of all, I'm more handy than you. I grew up cutting grass and putting down dirt in the summertime.
Okay, I did shit too.
Like what?
I don't know. But. Oh, nigga,
I had to cut grass every Saturday.
I was gonna have a friend, nigga. I could build it. I built a gantry crane.
A what?
A gantry crane. A shop press.
I didn't get paid to do none of the shit I was doing.
The wooden table. I did a lot of shit, nigga. Shit. Nigga mad. Ain't my fault you did chores. I ain't do that shit. Real niggas don't do chores.
You said you were Haitian, right?
Part of it.
Huh?
A part.
That's cool. I love my ex. I had a lot of Haitian exes. Like 3 Haitian exes.
It was handsome like me too?
Were they handsome like you?
Like me?
Two of them were handsome.
So you calling me handsome?
You want to be.
She called one of them ugly though.
I ain't the ugly one.
No, he wasn't ugly. He just was different.
That's cold-blooded.
Yo, what? If you had a goal, like, what's your goal with this entertainment? You want to do, like, you want to put your hand in everything, or you want to really focus on one craft?
Unfortunately, I don't think you can just focus on one thing in entertainment, like, not anymore at least. You have to wear multiple hats in order to be at the top. Let me see.
Oh, nah, I got to shave it. I cut it like a week ago.
You're not bald.
It goes back pretty quickly.
Oh, no, but you said you were bald. I thought you meant involuntarily bald.
On that side.
I used to have hair coming down here.
That's a picture of a hat. You have a hat on.
Yeah, that's hair coming down.
That's dread.
But I don't know what the top looks like.
Oh, you trying to pull it, like you pulled the...
Look at me up there.
Like a Jerry
Rice. There's a lot of selfies of this nigga Mike.
Cause I don't have, I've been single damn near forever. So
why
I
are you single?
Taking my pictures.
Why are you single?
I don't know. At least that's the 10th wonder of the world. Cause China was the 9th, right?
Yeah. How long you been single?
Since 2019.
By choice?
Hell no, I got dumb.
Why don't you just date somebody else?
I tried multiple times.
What do you use?
Like apps or
yeah,
I mean in person apps.
That boy bugging because I be getting around me
because we date for different intentions.
Oh,
if you were me, you wouldn't be dating with the same intentions. Out,
how you gonna say what I do?
Because you told me if I was you, I'd be doing this. If I was,
I say a lot of shit. Man, first of all, don't embarrass me in front of this person.
I'm not trying to
say a lot of shit. I say a lot of shit, nigga.
That's
the way I talk.
Yeah, that don't mean you doing it now. You said if you were in my situation, you would move like this.
I'd be getting them.
Yeah.
Are you like, maybe your standards are too high?
He's the final right man yet. It's all good.
Oh, he's good.
Stop slandering me. No, he's not. He lying. See, I knew somebody was going to believe your ass one day.
Hold up. Like, real talk, you not gay? All these weeks I've been calling you gay, I thought you was.
Now I'm about to knock the glasses off your face for real this time.
Stop.
Fuck.
Maybe your standards are too high, and maybe his maybe aren't as high. Maybe that's why.
I didn't say it.
No, I'm just saying sometimes that happens. I don't know. Like, some people will date anything.
Hey, my standards are high too.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never seen them.
I got high standards.
Mm.
This is back on.
Go find somebody, Mike.
I ain't give up yet.
Just take off the standards.
Stop taking a fucking selfie.
First of all, most of them pictures old as shit.
Oh. They look cute. You just look sad in them, but they're cute.
Because he lonely.
No, because when I smile in pictures, somebody say, well, you look gay when you smile.
No, I don't like seeing a grown man smile.
So what? They only got 2 options when you take a picture. You either smile or you don't.
Oh, you do this.
That's what I do in most of the pictures.
I don't see any selfies of you. I'm looking.
Because he don't take selfies. He said, what did he say? Say what you said earlier. Say what you said earlier.
That's me over there.
Oh, okay, I see one. Oh, I see you have a little hair on there.
I see a lot of Rob Kazi.
Man, shut up.
Shout out to Rob.
Yo, man, this interview was kind of dope. We're about to actually get into the pod now.
Oh, are we recording now?
Yeah, we're recording. Still, now I'm about to take a break because I got to pee.
I mean,
yes. And then home.
You could just use the kitchen sink.
I'm not about to piss in this man's sink. All right. We'll be back in 5.
Is it live?
No. Let's go. Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, now we about to 1. Podcast.
Yeah, glow, stomp a little pussy, hoe, win some shell toes.
Yeah, glow,
slapping rap bitches to make your bell, ho. Yeah, glow, two-tone Cartier, match the nails, ho. Yeah, glow, no competition, these bitches fail, ho. Yeah, glow, Curry, no Curry, my shit in layers, ho. Yeah, glow, say they get money, but I can't tell, ho.
Yeah, so 154, right?
Yeah.
How you doing? Welcome to episode 154 of the TMI Podcast. That's Toxic Masculinity Issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront. You could be anywhere in the world, but you rocking with me, Fresh, Stormy.
What?
Well, you just, oh, all right. Because I was about to see how our week was, but I got to do my intro.
Yeah.
You know me, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nikki.
Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom.
As fresh as they come, Mike Fresh.
Flies, nigga, out here, period, no maxi pad.
And once again, we got my special guest. Clap it up.
If you are single, I mean.
What you, Arsenio Hall?
That is ugly, man.
Really, you think he's ugly?
That nigga fingers long, too. Yo. We're going to do some mental health checks. We're going to start off with you. How your week was?
Crazy.
What you did?
I had to go to North Carolina this week. I had to go to North Carolina from Vegas.
Damn, you.
A lot of traveling.
You was in North Carolina, Vegas.
North Carolina,
Dallas, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Damn. St. Louis to Memphis to Texas, back up to Indiana. Say, Fresh, what you did this week, bro?
I ain't do shit. A lot of people from the company was in Vegas for that RPM Domino's rally bullshit.
You work at Domino's?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You ain't getting no pizza.
So, fuck, I damn.
I know, you should get free pizza.
No, he hate Domino's. He said, we sell trash food. So.
That pizza's awful.
I mean, it's not, I like, what did I tell you on my way here? I said, I like wood. Oven, like real pizza. I like real pizza. Domino's is not real pizza, but I'll fuck with it if it's nothing else.
Man, Domino's tastes like a towel with marinara sauce. That shit is bad.
It's not that. I mean, I ate it when I was pregnant, so I don't know. Maybe I was pregnant. It's the last time I had it. I don't know.
I always say, I don't give a fuck what nobody else does. Because my check come every 2 weeks. That's all I give a fuck about. So I don't care how this shit tastes. I ain't got to buy it.
You don't get free food at work?
Oh, yeah, but I don't eat it.
That's ridiculous. Free shit. Food at work and you don't eat it? That's ridiculous. You need to learn to like it for that.
Oh. Nah, I'm good. I had enough of that shit.
What about the sticks? Do you eat the sticks? The tots?
You beating them sticks?
Talking about the cheesy.
No, I'm asking, do you eat the sticks? Oh, do you eat sticks? I'm asking.
Cinnamon sticks they have too.
I'm going to take your ass small claims court for fucking slander. That's going to be an episode where I sue your ass.
You ain't going to get paid nothing.
Like, I ain't do shit
though. Let's talk about my week.
Okay.
For starters, yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday. You should do a button for that.
No.
Say
you should have a birthday button.
You should have a boo button. That's what you got.
Like a.
Oh, man, yeah. My fucking birthday, man. Play my birthday song, nigga. Yo, I know I look 19, but I turned 38.
Wow.
I might look young. So some people be like, Nick, you still a teenager? Nah, I'm not.
38's still young.
Yeah. But,
it's a good age.
And on Cinco de Mayo, my niece graduated. My niece Jordan, that's Harold's daughter. Y'all know Harold. He's been on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Harold. I'm going to tell you why. it's a graduation. You should come dressed up looking right. Mm-hmm. Why he dressed like a Crip?
Like a bottle.
He got the button down flannel. Hey, I don't like that shit. It's your daughter graduation from college, bro. Put a fucking button up on, bro. I ain't like that shit, man.
And Kendrick had him inspired, dog. All
right. See, Stormy. You ever saw like any of the Batman movies?
No.
Not a single one.
Not Batman, Dark Knight, none of them.
No.
But you saw that movie when it was glued ass to butt. I mean, mouth to ass.
Human Centipede.
Yeah.
I did. I saw that. I saw that during it. What do you call it when a girl has Netflix and chill? Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't a good Netflix.
That's not even a chill movie.
Right.
I didn't put it on. It was a bad date.
That was a bad, yeah.
I didn't put it on. That's what he put on. He didn't have no food at the house. All he had was Oreos, which I got tired of eating. And then he put on the movie about Human Centipede and people eating ass with their mouth or some shit. I don't know. Oh, look. But it was
you would like that.
And then he thought he was going to get lucky. He didn't get lucky, obviously, because that's not a movie that puts you in the mood for nothing. So, I mean, he didn't get nothing out of that. Like, he didn't get no loving and all for that, no.
That was, like, spontaneous, or you knew you was going over, though?
We ended up dating, like boyfriend and girlfriend in the future, but that was the first time we hung out.
That nigga bugging. First of all, I would ask next. Definitely would ask next.
Yeah, all he had was Oreos.
And wine.
And, like, he really didn't want to share them. I'm not going to lie. Like, they were already in his room. And he really didn't want to share them.
Some bum-ass nigga, yeah. These are mine.
That's why I ended up with my ex-husband, because my ex-husband, he had a snack table in his room. And one of, like, the reasons I ended up getting with him is, like, when you walk in his room, he had this table full of 50-cent snacks. And, like, he let me eat whatever, like, snacks I wanted. And
you so easy to impress?
I was 19.
Get some candy, some Twizzlers.
I was, like, 18, 19.
Some nerds.
This is why older men go after younger women, because he was, like, 31 at the time, and I was a teenager. I was, like, I had just turned 19. And so, like, that's why I could see why older men like younger women, because, yeah, like, you get a woman your own age, you have to have, like, a job and, like, money and, like, health insurance. But you get, like, a teenager, you could just have a table full of snacks and a couple DVDs. And now I know why, you know, people are groomers.
And their body set up right. Like, once you hit a certain age, them titties be hanging way down here.
No, your body is better, like your body at 18, 19 is not really that good. It's really around, like, I think, like, mid-late 20s to early 30s.
Man, I'm over the 30, man. Them titties be too low. Get them out of here.
Whose titties are low in their 30s? Nobody's titties are low in their
30s. I know somebody.
Yeah, people you know it too. Kids.
I have a kid. My titties ain't.
They got like three or four. They on their third.
I know girls in it.
She ain't got no kids. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm saying nothing to do with.
I've been like.
Well, you seen them though, raw, like out of the bra, like.
Yo, I'm glad I didn't.
I mean, some people. I'm gonna run away. They just got naturally.
That's not. I know girls who are teenage. I know when I was a teenager, like there were girls who had breasts like that already, like at literally 16. Some people just are natural. Flat titties, like some people just have.
Everybody don't have them perky titties like that.
Yeah, I mean they can buy them. Like, there's nothing wrong with buying titties. You said you knew a couple people who buy titties.
I guess I had to bought titties before.
Yeah.
What's nothing wrong with buying titties? Have you bought titties for somebody?
I ain't moving like that shit.
Really, you wouldn't?
No, if anything, I'm gonna buy me some shit. Hair plugs. I want hair.
You wouldn't buy your woman titties?
I don't know, probably. I mean, she wanted some, probably.
Okay.
I mean, my girl.
Yeah, not, like your woman. No, I'm not saying a bitch you met at the street.
Not a chick I'm popping.
No. What?
Not a chick I'm having sex with, because some of them be like.
No, you're like a wifey type. Like, yeah. Like you're a woman.
I'll buy titties.
Like if she had your kids and like her shit was down and she wanted to get a mommy makeover, would you?
That's a good question. I think I would.
Why wouldn't you?
That's an easy choice. It's an easy yes.
Oh, cause that shit made me nervous. How DC Young Fly lost his
way. I mean, anytime you go to any kind of anesthesia, even if you're getting a fucking wisdom teeth pulled, all that shit.
Well, you gotta wait too. You gotta get a health check first.
Dangerous.
You gotta wait.
I'm getting these veneers.
Cause I mean,
and it's hair plugs. I'm gonna come here with an afro.
I know a couple guys who got some hair plugs and it looks good. You like they go Kirk, to Turkey. Looks good.
I'm getting my shit braided.
You like Kirk.
I'm gonna be like Drake. My shit gonna be braided.
He's an afro.
Oh, Bow. I asked you about Batman because you saw Batman 1 with Jack Nicholas.
Yeah.
I love Jack Nicholas.
I love Jack. Laker fan, good actor. Mm-hmm. And I thought I liked Batman 1. And so you start thinking about the realism of it. It's a terrible movie.
Because it's more comic book based. That's why.
No, because don't they break into the art museum?
Yeah.
And they just doing stupid shit. Like, they, instead of niggas stealing these priceless paintings, they just paint over them and doing stupid shit.
Yeah, he don't, because the Joker don't care about money.
How you know what this nigga don't care about?
Because he said, both Joker said
shut
it.
Shut the fuck up.
Like he don't care. He didn't break in there to steal nothing. He just went in there to deface the shit.
Man, if you break inside a museum, ain't you gonna steal something good?
Instead She's of just not painting? Insane like he is.
Bro, nigga walk around doing this and just painting.
Yes, because they all crazy. Doing this shit. They nuts. They all criminally insane.
All of them?
Yes.
I'm not gonna be no hitchman.
His henchmen come from the insane asylum. They not regular people off the street that he hired.
Man, you too detailed into this movie. And everything about these niggas. What's their names?
He's a blurred.
That nigga loves some Batman.
He's a blurred.
That's my like he in my top five.
I dated a couple blurreds, so I know.
What's a blur? Black nerd?
Black nerd. Yeah. You never heard that?
I didn't make it up. It's an actual.
Yeah. I thought he heard it before.
GERD. You a GERD?
A GERD is like acid reflux.
No, he called me a gay nerd.
Oh.
Everything, I already know what he meant when he said it.
Why do you want him to be gay so
because
bad?
Because he thinks that shit is hilarious. That's why when we get canceled, he's weaponizing them people with sexuality.
First of all, we advocate for gay people all the time. So
so they give you a right to make
fun. If I can make fun of black people and white people, I can make fun of gay people. I like to make fun of everybody. That's what I do. You got pretty feet.
Oh, thank you.
This nigga easily distracted.
Nah, I was standing for a minute, but.
Thanks. I mean, they're a little ashy, but.
Yeah, they are.
That's because I was on the plane.
Nah, them bitches ashy.
They are. Well, do you have any lotion? I can put some lotion on them.
Some WD-40 over there. You're going to need some of that.
Do you have any lotion? I can put some lotion or oil on them.
Baby, we're about to do that. Not right now. Mid-podcast.
No, I can oil them up if you want. Because, I mean, I was on the airplane all day with socks on, so they're a little dry, but if you have some oil or moisturizer, I can moisturize them if you want.
I'll do it.
No, I'm serious. You have any type of cream I could put on them?
I was serious. So I can do it. Yo. Netflix. You got Netflix, right?
Do I have it?
Yeah.
No, they're tripping with their prices right now.
I got the cheapest one. I got ads on mine.
You got the $7.99 shit?
Yes.
Oh, I just kept saying when I've been.
Oh, cause I don't even watch Netflix like that.
I don't really like their programs that much. I prefer Amazon Prime or I think Amazon Prime has like some of the best stuff on there. I like Hulu, and I'm getting into Tubi lately. Hold up, calm down. Not the black films.
Thank you.
Not the black not the black films. No, not
some
that.
Some of the black films are
no,
pretty good.
No, they're not. No, I'm watching like the Tubi originals, like the actual high budget stuff that Tubi's putting money into. You know Tubi's going to get rid of the low budget stuff soon, right? They're just using to bring people
in.
Can
I get a suggestion? Can I give you a black film to watch? And just watch it?
I'm not going to watch it.
You got to give it a chance.
I'm not going to watch it because these people need to like work on sound and color and editing and acting and directing. And
it's bad, but it's
casting.
It's kind of funny bad. It's like funny bad.
It was funny at first, and then you realize they're serious, and it became actually really depressing.
Oh Lord!
It was only funny in the beginning, and then you realize they keep making them. Like it was funny once, and then they'll like 10 films deep, and then it's like. Okay, stop making them.
I might watch some Tubi tonight. But I asked you about Netflix because they recently had a roast of NFL quarterback Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's sexy.
Is he sexy?
Yeah, I think he's sexy. For a white guy, yeah.
I mean.
I'm not into white guys, but I think for a white guy, yeah.
All right, how can I sound heterosexual saying this? I watched the roast.
You don't call him handsome. Go ahead and say it.
I no homo. Now, Tom Brady's not kind of a handsome man.
He's really handsome. If I were to date a white man, I'd date a white man that looked like that.
I'm watching, nigga. You funny.
Well, you paused for a while, so I thought maybe you were agreeing.
Because I was about to crack a joke, but I was like, I ain't going to do it because I'm already sounding kind of suspect. But, like, I'm watching a roast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you, asking both y'all, mm-hmm. would you take part of a cast roasting you?
I have thick skin. I could handle a roast.
You sure? Because I'll be vicious. I'll be cutting motherfuckers. I'm kind of vicious.
I just don't know what to, like, I guess the only part I don't like about roast is it's awkward. You just kind of, like, I don't know, just sit there. You're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You can't reel back until the end. You get your jokes in at the end.
It's my roast. Like, if somebody says something I don't like, oh, like, they cut me too deep, I'm walking up there, give me a mic.
No, you got to sit there to the end. That's kind of how it works.
That's killing the vibe of the...
Right.
Because some niggas take shit too far. Shit. Say, Mike, you let them roast you?
Hell no, I never agree to that shit.
Why not?
No, one...
We're going to roast you, by the way.
Three reasons. One is Erin, because I already know how she is. Two is you. And three is my fucking daddy, because I had to live with that shit. When we was younger, him and my uncle would rib the shit out of me and Eric all day. Fucking day.
Ain't your dad bald?
Yes.
What's your dad look like?
Uncle Phil.
He look like, I guess he look like me. People say we
look like Uncle Phil?
What, because he black and bald head?
Yeah. I was looking
like Uncle Phil. Is he handsome?
I mean, I guess. He ain't ugly.
Is he light-skinned?
Like, yeah. Light skin. Yeah, we both the same color.
My baby daddy looks like Uncle Phil, too. He does. He's bald, light skin, and chubby. So he looks like Uncle Phil.
You know, light skin niggas play it out, right?
How skin tone be played out?
Well, it's funny because when I was with my baby daddy, everyone kept making comments like they've never really seen a light skin couple. So it was kind of funny. Because
most light skin women don't really give up.
No, I'm actually in my light skin phase right now. I've been in a light skin phase lately.
Go ahead, sis. I hear about it, sister. Go ahead.
Trash.
No, I mean, I just, I don't know. I kind of got stuck in one. I don't know. I just got in the light skin phase lately.
Yeah, I like that.
It's kind of unique. Yeah. I don't know. I did the stereotypical light skin girl, dark skin guy. I did that for a while.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Is that supposed to be? That's like the order of things?
Yes.
Oh, your camera died.
I got that one running.
You should check it, though. I'm scared. What if it don't? Wait, how you know?
I got that one running.
You should check it.
What? Which one?
The one that just made that noise.
That's that one over there.
You should check it. Probably low. You should check it.
I don't know. Hey, low press power on that.
Or maybe add another phone there. Because then I want to be on camera, too. I know. Didn't die.
Nah, we straight. But, you know what you're doing, nigga? All right.
It's on now? Okay. Oh, no.
This nigga, wow.
They're not that ashy. I will add a little bit of stuff to them, though.
I'm wearing sunglasses. I can't see.
Not you having a foot stroke.
This dude.
He stroked my foot. Is it soft?
I got a foot fetish. I got to chill out.
I saw a lot of foot content, so I have to have them on point. So I would, you know, I wouldn't, if I was doing foot content, I would definitely have them I usually oil them up for that.
I can't buy content.
I didn't ask you to buy it.
Oh, I'm saying in general.
Why not?
Long story.
You got in trouble?
I tell you off the mic. Off mic.
Oh, okay. Off the record.
Yeah, off record. I thought we was talking about, roast.
Oh, you roast, yeah.
So we can't roast you?
No. I'm not agreeing to that shit.
We're going to roast me? We're going to do a TMI roast.
Shit. We're going to bring Tyrone on here. He like he got jokes for everybody. Bring his big ass on here.
It got to be me or you. One of us got to get roasted because it's our program. Yeah,
no,
and it should be you because I'm going to host it.
We're doing a rear bean.
That nigga a bitch.
Shit. I don't give a fuck what you call me, nigga. Like that reverse psychology shit don't work.
Yeah, like your dad not gonna come on. Your dad never not gonna come on here and roast you.
Shit. Griff not no better. Like, he worse.
I've never seen your dad on ever in person.
Shit. Like you had like Griff better.
All right.
Look at the pictures of y'all.
That's a handsome fella right there.
What happened to the wooden desk? You got rid of it.
I think it's right there. The whole setup changed over time.
I see you do have a lot of women here sometimes.
We a lot of bad ones. If you look good, let it alone. If you look, I better did. If you look good, you gonna come on here.
Am I on camera?
Yes.
I don't think I'm on camera.
Why are you so nervous about being on camera?
Because I feel like I don't want you to say, oh, you were on camera. I feel like I'm not on that camera.
Man's nigga nervous, man. Oh, chill out.
I
talk
about Rudy Gobert
and
childbirth.
Rudy Gobert, he a basketball player for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He left the team for a game to attend the birth of his first child. And we both agreed that bitch running hot. We both agreed that he did the right thing, but his team, a lot of people in the media said he should have just, you could have another baby. That's basically what they said. He should never miss the game. I think he did the right thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't. I think you should see your child being born. Because for multiple, like, what if it was an emergency with the child or with the woman? Like, she could have died in childbirth. She could have, you know, she needs emotional support. Like, how messed up is that to say someone should give birth and be alone without.
A lot of people don't understand, like.
Well, a lot of people are a piece of shit. So, I mean, that's really wouldn't care what a lot of people think.
A lot of people don't understand how dangerous it is to have a child. They think it's like TV.
It's the closest thing you can get to dying.
Right.
Pretty much.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Go ahead.
I mean, how old is Rudy Gobert?
28, 29.
He's going to make another one.
You sound...
I'm joking.
No, I'm not saying you believe that. I'm just saying, like, it's just gonna be just as dangerous this next time. It's not gonna get easier.
You're supposed to be there to support the woman and the child.
Especially, I don't know. Especially if she black. Like, the maternity rate for black women is way through the roof.
That's just messed up to give birth and the person you made the child with is not there. That's pretty traumatizing. Imagine being alone. Like,
my mama was there. Yeah.
What?
Her mama was there.
That's not the person you made the baby with.
Well, what if we gotta, like, make money?
Money's not really real. Your children are.
Your children gonna eat not real food if you ain't got no money.
I'm sure he has money. I'm sure he has plenty of money.
Yeah, he a multimillionaire, but... Because he been in the league 10
years. I'm pretty sure he has money. Why you keep staring at my feet?
I wasn't. Let me stop.
Yeah. Damn. Hope I look good on that camera.
I hope so too.
Since one of your cameras died, and then I just heard another camera die.
So, bro, you know we're recording for about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
when you run so long, it's gonna run out.
You got another phone to put up there?
The phone don't die. It just
use Mike's phone to get that other angle.
No way.
Oh no, you don't want him with the footage.
I might gotta draw it. It's gonna be too much work.
Oh, he had an Android.
Trash, huh? Found it.
Oh, y'all fall into the iPhone propaganda, huh?
What's with people that are against Android? iPhones.
Oh shit! Oh, I want to talk about this for real. Like this, fuck the phone shit.
Yeah.
You heard about the teacher? I don't know his name. Who?
The one who got fired.
Yeah, for taking the help. Their braids out.
Oh yeah, that was weird. I saw that yesterday on Instagram.
I want y'all opinions on it before I go in. I'm gonna start with my guess. What's your opinion on that?
I think it was inappropriate. It was a little bit. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but I would think it was inappropriate. It's unprofessional. It's a little cringy. I was like, I don't really feel it. I wasn't really feeling it.
Right. I don't understand why. I guess they be trying to relate to meet people where they at. You know that saying? But they got to have some kind of boundaries where
yeah.
you're the authority figure. Like, you're not one of the students. I understand you yeah. won't be Mr. Cool and everybody like you. And, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got a line. Like, even as a manager, they have a line where you can't do certain shit with everybody that's you're supposed to be in charge of.
I agree, yeah.
That's not a bad precedent. That's a bad look, dog. You know it.
You need to, yeah, I agree. You need to set boundaries. This is why a lot of these teachers, I feel like, are having a hard time disciplining the kids. You know, you see that they say, like, just a big, there's a big gap now with the discipline of students. Like, they're wilding out, breaking teachers' legs, and they're just very disobedient now. Because when I just
that's some crazy
no, thing. I'm just saying, oh, that didn't happen. She did the student. She did break her teacher's leg. That actually happened.
She put in a figure four. What she did?
She pushed it out.
I don't know what she did. You can Google it. She
I had to Google that. Google it.
She broke. No, I Google it. She broke her teacher's leg. I think it was like last year. But my whole thing is, I've noticed that there's been a huge leap in, like, you know, the new generation disrespecting teachers, and I think that it's because there's, like, no boundaries. My mom actually worked in the public school system in the last couple years, and she told me that she noticed that a lot of the younger teachers that were coming in, the millennial teachers, she noticed that they were trying to be buddy-buddy friends with the students, and they had no boundaries, like, doing things exactly like this. Oh, unbraid my hair, and, you know, like, just making personal jokes and telling too much about their personal life. And so they're kind of making that boundary line really, really fuzzy. And so now when it comes time for you to be strict with these students and tell them what you need done from them, it's like they look at you like, oh, you're their buddy. You know, they don't look at you like an authority. And I think that that's, like, the problem with it. It's just, it's unprofessional. And it's also, maybe in his case, maybe he's a nice person, but this is how groomers, predators, this is how they kind of start the process.
I'll cut you off right here.
Go ahead, cut me off. I'm totally.
All right, I agree totally. I don't like saying totally. I agree completely with the point about setting boundaries.
Because mm-hmm.
it's a professional setting.
Mm-hmm.
If they're taking his braids out, that wasn't lunchtime. That, like, why nobody learning? Like,
right,
like,
yeah.
Actually, now nobody reading a book. Nobody on the blackboard doing nothing. So we not learning. So we gotta draw these boundaries. I don't think it was sexualized. And I think we over-sexualized everything.
Yeah, I didn't take that take on it.
Because when I was in high school, I had braids.
Yeah.
And the girls always wanted to play in my hair all the time. Like,
you were a student, though. You weren't an adult.
I mean, I got back. I was in high school at 25.
You were not in high school at 25.
How you going to tell me?
Because that's not. You were not. I'm not going to believe everything you tell me. I'm going to end up looking stupid.
No, but yes, I'm a child, so it's different. But I don't think it was sexual in that manner. And
but what are you basing that on?
But
off of what?
It just didn't. I know girls like doing hell.
Okay, but you're a grown man. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Would you let a 14-year-old girl play in your head?
And my niece want to do something to my
head. No, I'm not talking about family. Would you let a non-relative 14-year-old play in your head? Would you want a 14 or a 15-year-old girl touching on you in any way, shape, or form that was not a relative?
Well, no, because I'm scared. I don't want.
So you think
I don't want anybody taking a chance of saying this nigga? I did something.
But even if we lived in a world where it was legal, would you want a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old playing in your head?
Well, that depends. Like, if I'm on my hair braid, they're good at, like, braiding hair. Like, yes. If I needed my hair locked up and I had locks, I can go to a 14-year-old to do my hair. That's what they do. That's their profession. Like, I know kids that are good at doing hair. So if this girl can braid my hair perfectly, I'm going to go to her. It's a service. I'm paying, what, $30 to get a hair braided? I ain't getting my hair braided a long time. About 30?
No, hell no. It's way more than that.
I'm talking about man braids, not like girl braids. Yeah. Like cornrows. I mean,
straight backs? Yeah. Straight backs are $50.
Yeah, everything. The price of everything that went up.
Straight backs are $50.
I'm bald now, so I don't have that no. But, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, that's her profession. I'm paying her for a service.
Mm.
But, like, under your logic, I used to be a store manager.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was under me, and I had, like, fucking 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
If I do anything with them, I'm grooming?
Well, if they're, like, touching you in a non-professional way.
Everybody, I mean, come on, Hollywood. Everybody's going to touch on me. I mean, I'm Hey, I'm me.
You're in Hollywood on the clock, dog.
I am.
You're dominant.
I'm Hollywood 24/7.
It's in a, okay, let me put it in a different perspective. Let's say he's not a groomer. He's not a predator. These are 14, 15-year-old girls. You don't know what it is from their perspective.
Right.
They might, because the thing is, you've been a child with a crush on an adult. This is what I'm saying, that it could cause confusing feelings, because a 14 or a 15-year-old girl might think something different.
I had no crush. I wanted to fuck.
Well, I mean, they're teenagers, so who knows? That could be in their head too. But this is how, like I said, you end up in these messy situations. Is for one, like, you know, the girls thinking, oh, he's letting me touch his hair, and then, you know what I mean? And then before you know it, you're getting love letters from 15-year-olds. I mean, it could just open the door to that thing.
His phone and shit.
Yeah, they're like, you know what I'm saying? There's no boundaries. Because if I'm letting you play with your hair, then what's going to stop them the next day from coming over and touching on your shirt or touching on your hand? Like, you're opening the door of touch, and now it's getting blurred is the problem. It's just inappropriate. And you have so many teachers now fucking students. It's like an astronomical, the amount of teachers you have fucking students. You have that teacher who just got pregnant by, what, like 15-year-old student she had? Like, it's like every day you see a teacher and a student.
Yeah, we touch on it sometimes, Pauls.
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
It is gross. Right. It's pedophilia. It's disgusting. There's a lot of women predators as well, yes.
No.
I'm seeing mostly women predators nowadays.
The teachers are all women.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And they'd be desperate, because they'd be good-looking women. They desperate.
A few of them was married.
Fucking a 14-year-old.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
They ain't got no money.
Protect your children.
Small, he ain't fucking good. What you doing with a 14-year-old?
Day after day, you keep seeing them.
You know what the fuck Riz is? That's, he got it. He got the Riz.
Okay, so if you see that there's teachers willing to, like, go that far as a parent, you're like, uh-uh, let's just, You have to just protect your kids and say no.
I love the way you articulate that. You did a really good job breaking it down. I'm agreeing with you, and I want to disagree, but I agree with you.
I think it's a time and place for everything.
I mean, I don't know about the grooming shit, but everything else was. Cause to me, he came off a little. You know,
nah, he a nasty man. I think he a nasty man, though.
I don't know. You thing is, like, this is the thing. You don't really know what's going through somebody's head. Like, right. If you're not a predator yourself, you don't really know what they're looking for, and you really don't know what gets them off.
What are you looking for, Mike?
I'm sorry.
I don't know, nigga. What you asking me for? I thought he was gay at first. When I first saw the dude,
you're not a predator.
They said he like, I still think the dude gay. I don't know if he gay or not.
You got to think about it. Like, you think about those videos. Look, you know those videos they have on TikTok where you have the parents are posting their toddlers eating ice cream and eating pickles and stuff. Like, you look at it like an innocent, cute video, but then they talk about how it has all the saves on it because there's, like, weird people who somehow get off to it. It's kind of like that. Like, you and I can look at something that's really innocent and
that
cute.
That really bothered me just now.
That's why a lot of people don't post their kids.
I don't post my son at all. I do not post my son, and no one is allowed to post my son. I don't have my son's name, birthday, his face. I've never posted a picture of him.
Predators, they
get off on normal things. Yeah. Like, you could have your kid in a swimming pool, and that's why I said, like, you don't really know what they're looking for or what gets them off. It's unfortunate, but you have to protect your children, so. He's just happy. Sorry.
I make it so you're good.
Yeah, no, I have mother's ears, so don't worry.
I do too.
You have your mother's ears?
I can be a mother. A nurturer. What am I nurturing? I can do that shit.
You could be a father one day.
Yes, he got Rain.
Oh, what?
That's his puppy.
It's my dog.
Oh.
Oh, you got a kid?
That's a real person name. That's why I thought Lorraine.
It's Rain.
Oh, Rain.
Yeah.
Like after Stormy.
That's kind of dope. Yo, honestly, bro, we can wrap this up because I don't want to talk about Tyrese.
He a clown, though.
I don't want to talk about Tyrese at all. I don't want to talk about Shawnee.
Taylor getting... Oh, no, teacher. Your handwriting is... Okay.
Hey, first of all, like,
Check your DM selling.
Stop reading my docket. Stop reading my docket.
Okay. What does that say? No, I just want, honestly, what, check your.
All right, stop it. All right, I'm going to bring it. We'll introduce this one. You know how people sell shit online?
Yeah.
On Facebook and shit?
What do you mean? Facebook Marketplace?
If somebody's selling like these glasses, oh. And I'd be like, yo, how much these glasses run? And they say, check your DM. I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
That's because they charge people different prices.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you already know that. That's why I don't buy from you.
But they might be telling to you for cheap because they know you.
Don't. I don't want them cheap. I pay full price for my people.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Entrepreneurship.
That is entrepreneurship.
I support it. Yeah. I don't want a discount. I pay full price. In fact, I'll pay over the price to make sure you good.
Oh, wow.
I want a discount. Fuck, I want a discount on this side of the team.
Look at us, nigga. Look at us. We built different.
Yeah, you fat and I'm sexy. You be talking about Tyrone Belly, nigga. Y'all ain't too far off.
I look good with my clothes off.
Told you that.
Everybody?
Easy. Everybody
big fella.
Lying.
Easy big fella.
How tall are you? You look really tall.
6'2".
6'2",
yeah.
I'm in a 6-foot club. Everybody not.
6'2", dark skin. You probably get a lot of activity.
Well, you know, what can I say?
Casanova the ghetto.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm really glad you came through. Just peeping your views on everything, interviewing you and shit. Thank you.
You didn't interview me though.
We did for like 25 minutes.
Oh. I don't feel interviewed.
You want to be interrogated?
I just don't feel interviewed. I'm not.
Cause some shit I want to ask, but I don't. What are you? I want to cross the line.
Just ask. What are you afraid of?
I was about to say, oh.
He didn't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just say it in a respectful way.
No, it's too nosy. I was like, you have an intimate with somebody famous?
No, I have never been intimate with someone famous. I've had a lot of famous people approach me. But I don't know, something about celebrity men, it's like, you know what it is? It's the entitlement that turns me off.
Yeah, you're right. We do feel entitled.
It's like, it's the way they approach me. Like, I think, well, they approach everyone. It's like, it's kind of like they feel like you're supposed to say yes and you're supposed to want them. And it just comes off a little bit corny.
Go ahead. Hey, bro. I have no experience in this conversation.
Because they'll just be like, okay, for example, like a celebrity guy will hit me up at like 2 a.m. Be like, yo, come through right now. Just like, come just Uber to my crib and like, let's just go, right? Now, a regular man, the average regular man is not going to have that audacity because they're going to feel like
we're poor.
They're going to feel like, well, like, what woman's going to want to do that? You feel like
audacity? You think I ain't got that audacity?
As a regular man, you're going to be like, I got to do something. Why? Put the glasses back on.
Because you're about to get serious.
It's kind of scary. No, a regular man's going to feel like he has to earn that privilege, right? A regular man's like, no, let me get her dinner. Let me get her some, you know, get her a ride. Let me do this and that. But a celebrity man's like, oh,
I can tell she wasn't raised in New Orleans. We won't do all that.
I was not raised in New Orleans.
Look at that, man. You coming through or not?
Well, that's
because she's talking about just random, like, not like some dudes that.
Random niggas do that.
Them dudes, y'all different. I ain't never moved that reckless.
That's crazy. That reckless, so y'all just be like, oh, come over 2 a.m. Let's fuck right now.
Niggas do. I know buku niggas. I know buku niggas.
It works? Does it work? Does it work?
I'm not disrespectful. I don't know.
Yeah, they play the numbers game.
I'm kind of.
When you try it, does it work?
If they do it 20 times, all it takes is one. So.
Does it work?
I'm not going to say come over the fuck. I'm going to be like, yo, what you doing? You up? I'm bored. You want to come through and watch TV?
But these are people you've already met. This is what I'm trying to say. These are these celebrities. Like, I never met them. I don't know them.
They cold DMing her. Like,
I don't know these celebrities.
They scrolling. Oh, she look good.
It's yes. Like, these are not people I work with or know. Yeah. These are just niggas that like.
It depends on the level of celebrity. Because like
No, I've had that level. And I'm like, that's weird.
If I'm Drake. I'm being like, yo, you coming through? If I'm Drake, I'm doing that.
Yeah, and it will probably work on somebody. It probably will.
If I'm Drake, it's working on 99% of the world.
It probably is.
If I'm BG, it's a no.
It's probably working. Yeah, I mean, it's working for multiple reasons. Either because you're spending a lot of money or, you know, they want to just fuck with the status. But no, I'm not interested. I don't hang out with celebrities at 2 a.m.
I I feel that.
That's just weird. I don't hang out with nobody. I had a celebrity and he was like, he asked me on a date and he wanted to like meet me out in the woods. He's a very, yeah, he's
Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's about to kill you.
No, well, okay. So, so he asked me twice if I would meet him in the woods.
That's weird as hell.
It was
rich people throw it off. No, I've convinced people.
Once again,
crazy,
I'm saying, so he's a celebrity, and he was like, "Yo, I meet people on hikes when I go on dates and stuff like that. Like, you know, they meet him in the woods."
White dude.
No, he's not white. He's black.
It's a blurred.
No, he's just black. It's black.
You know any black people that hike?
He's a black singer.
My cousin, but he been living in LA a long time.
So and he
oh, yeah, West Coast. Yeah.
But, right. But it's an LA thing, I guess. Yeah. I don't hike though. I'm from New York. I don't do that. But my thing was, he DM'd me and was like, "Oh, you know, let's this, you know, hike, meet me in the woods, whatever." But I'm not me. I wouldn't meet anybody in the woods. And so I was getting my makeup and hair done, and my makeup artist was like, "Girl, you're stupid. Like, I'd be meeting with him in the woods. That's so-and-so." And I was like, "I'm not meeting nobody in the woods. I don't care who you are. I'm not meeting you in the woods."
That nigga stone cold killer.
I don't think he's a killer. It's just that celebrities, they end up losing like that. Like, they just, you know what I mean? Like, they become so entitled and they become so just used to everyone saying yes that they kind of lose that filter. Like, a normal person would be like, maybe someone would not be comfortable meeting me in this setting. But because they're, "Oh, I'm famous," they're like, "Oh, anybody." Like, I guarantee you, if Wiz Khalifa or Drake or any of these guys were like, "Hey, girl, meet me in the woods," 99% of girls would probably meet them in the woods. If Drake right now said, "Yo, meet me in the woods," there'd be like 7,000 girls there. Like, they wouldn't just all go out in the woods and meet him.
If Drake texts you right now, "Meet you in the woods,"
absolutely
you going.
Not.
I'm
no,
going
I
too.
No.
That boy about to come on this podcast. We gonna get that nigga.
I'm not attracted to Drake. I don't want Drake. I mean, and I don't want,
come on this podcast. We getting that nigga.
What would be the benefit of meeting Drake in the woods? I don't.
He cut down a tree for you.
I don't
like that shit. He could build you a log cabin.
No.
Hey, yo, final thought this shit, man.
I don't know. He seems mean. I don't know, something about him seems mean. He seems like he's mean. So I don't know, I wouldn't want to date him. He seems mean. Something about him just seems like he'd be like rude or something. I don't know, he gives me rude vibes.
Give me your thoughts on this experience.
Which one?
The whole episode.
You come to New Orleans chilling.
Oh, is it over?
I told you I need you for about an hour. Damn.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I didn't.
Yes.
I don't know. It's okay.
Why you did that?
Ew, what are you doing? You're right. You comparing it?
No, that shit was too close to my face.
Like, you were like this. Like,
yeah. Because I was like, that shit, my face was.
My final thoughts is I enjoyed meeting you, having you on here. Hopefully you come again one day. It was a good experience. It was better than I thought.
Wait, what does that mean?
I mean, some people come up here and they be kind of cold on the mic. They don't be
stupid.
Are they
stupid? Are you very articulate? Some people are stupid.
Who did you have on here that was stupid?
Stop trying to single people out.
Yeah, he's trying to get us to blast people on here, though.
That nigga. I know you're, there you go, I see you.
I'm just curious. All right. Have y'all ever dated people that you had on the show? Oh,
negative. I haven't.
Final thought is,
he always trying to get me though.
Yo,
that's nice friend.
Oh, there you go. I say it every week, the team ain't solidified, the lead ain't solid. I've been silent since day one. Episode 154 of the TMI podcast in the books. We're streaming everywhere: Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, gotta look good for the whole block watching, iHeart, Amazon. This beat is so crazy. This beat is fucking crazy, yo. But I appreciate my guests coming through. Now y'all niggas be easy. We all this bitch.
You didn't tell my